Tonight, we are, what I wanted to do, kind of continuing this conversation we were talking last week about training in godliness, tonight I wanted to give a challenge to each one of you guys as a class. So if you're a middle schooler, I've got something to say to you tonight. If you are a freshman, I have something to say to you. If you're a sophomore, something to say to you as well. Isn't that a weird name? You know, freshman I get, junior I get, senior, sophomore? What? Anyway, it's just a weird name, isn't it? I don't know what the origin is, but anyway, and then juniors, something to say to you as well, and then seniors as well, and then something in general for all of us. But what I'll say to each class applies on some level to all of us, okay? So it's not just that you only listen to your portion, sign out the rest of the time, text, play video game, whatever. No, I want you to listen to everything. I want you to pay attention to the whole thing because there are aspects that apply to all of us. But there are in particular certain things that apply to our lives as we progress through the seasons of our lives. You might compare, in fact, the Bible compares our spiritual lives to a house. You see this in Ephesians chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm just going to read a quick text and look at this, and we're going to move forward into some other verses that I have for us tonight. But in Ephesians 2, a church is compared to a spiritual house. You see the same comparison happen in 1 Peter chapter 2. And we've looked at this before, but here in these verses, Paul talks about the fact that it is a spiritual house that is being built up. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says this. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens. Now, the Gentiles that Paul was writing to were previously Gentiles and aliens. Strangers and aliens. That means they were separated from God. They didn't know the truth about God because they were not connected with the nation of Israel. So they were strangers and aliens, separated from God. But now you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So the Gentiles have been brought near. They have been saved. These were believers now. The transition to change had happened when Jesus Christ came. Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Now, so he starts off talking about a foundation. The foundation is is described as the apostles and the prophets. Now, he's probably talking about modern-day prophets in his time. But what did the apostles and prophets deliver to the church in Paul's day? The message, good. More broadly, the Word of God, right? Because it's the apostles and prophets who taught the truth about Christ. In fact, who wrote most of the New Testament? This is good Bible trivia. Come on. The Apostle Paul. Yeah, wrote most of the New Testament. He was an apostle. There were also prophets in that day. Prophets being foretellers foretellers who were proclaiming new revelation from God. All right? So, the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Could be talking about Old Testament prophets. Could be talking about New Testament prophets. Maybe both. But the point is, the church is founded on the proclamation of the Word of God. So apart from this book, we have nothing to base our Christian lives on. We can claim whatever we want because this book gives definition to what we believe. If we don't have it, we don't know what we believe. We can believe anything we want. This is what gives us a foundation. With Christ Jesus as the cornerstone, which is what our church was named for, right? The cornerstone being the cornerstone of the foundation that gives shape to the rest of the foundation. It is a stone that they set first, and then they build the rest of the foundation based on that stone, based on the marks from it. They square everything up off of that stone. So he is the centerpiece. He is the one that gives focus to everything we do. So, the church is built on that foundation, Christ Jesus being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. So the whole structure, if you build a house, once you lay the foundation, what do you have to have? Come on, you guys have built a house before, right? No? That keeps it down. Oh, you need it? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, Legos. For your Lego house to stand up, what do you need? Foundation and then walls, right? You build the walls. You can't put the roof on next. You got to build the walls. And then eventually, you fill in the walls, you put the roof on, and then what's the last thing you do to the house?
Decorate.
Yes, well done. It's the finish out. If you were really doing construction, you would call that the finish out. This is where you get the granite countertops. Y'all got granite countertops? Yeah. The nice wood cabinets, the nice stone or tile. Thank you. Who said that? Yes, thank you, Coleman. Tile floors, you know, or the hardwood floors. This is the finish out. This is when you get the nice bathroom fixtures that you get to flush, you know, whatever. Upgrade on the toilet, you know, those kinds of things. This is the finish out. It's when you make the house look polished. So you start with the foundation, then you build the structure of the building and the roof and so on, and then you finish it out. Well, I would like to compare tonight us as a student ministry to the building of that house. The foundational times when we build the foundations of truth in our lives, and then as we build up in a structure, we learn and understand and support that will support the rest of our lives. The house is only good, even if the foundation's good, it's only as good as the framer who built the frame around the house. Because that frame has to hold up what? The roof, the walls, your pictures, your cabinets, everything, right? If those things aren't straight, I went into a house one time, we were looking at buying, and you know, we were pretty close, and I looked down the wall, and I looked at the chair railing, and the chair railing went, it looked like a wave going down the wall. What was the problem? It wasn't framed up right. The problem wasn't the chair railing. The problem was the wall wasn't straight. And if your wall's not straight, your pictures aren't going to be right. I mean, everything's going to be a mess. Your cabinets can't be straight. So the thing has to be built correctly. This has to be solid. And then the finish out as the polish on our lives. Those things that God does at the end to bring us into the person He has us to be. And I want to picture that as we move through middle school, into high school, 9th and 10th grade, and then to be juniors and seniors. I see middle school, not for everybody, because everybody doesn't start out in middle school in ministry. Some people come into our ministry at 10th grade. Some people come in at 12th grade. But by and large, the focus of middle school is formation. It's the foundational truths in our lives, to build into our lives what it's all about, the basics of truth and scripture, so that then we have something to work from there. That's already happened in some of your lives on a level if you're a middle school or seventh grader who's just come out of children's ministry. Because in children's ministry, we're building truth. We're trying to build that foundation. When you come into student ministry, we want to finish that foundation and begin to build upon that. And then when you move into 9th and 10th grade, it's moving into additional things that are on top of that. What did I call those? The framing years, where we're framing up the house, where we're giving shape to it, to make decisions and know what this life is going to look like long term. And then as you go into junior and senior for student ministry, that's kind of the polishing years. That's when you get your granite countertops and your new commodes, right? That's the finishing years, the finish out. So we're going to look at that picture today and kind of apply to each phase of life in student ministry. And I want you guys to kind of hear my heart in terms of what I would like and praying that God would do in your heart and lives. Okay, so let's get started with middle school. All right, here are the middle school years in my life. Hey, I expected some laughter, but not that much laughter. Dude, I am sporting my new blue suit and my mullet. Hey, back in the day, a mullet was where it was at. That's right. Speak it, Katie. That's right. Business in the front, party in the back. And my mullet. I had a new motorcycle. This is the older picture. This is 13. And this is, I guess, must be 12, so a little bit younger. So, yeah, one of the Beatles. Thank you. Yeah, I guess. Okay, I'm not as old as a Beatle. So, but I look like a beetle. Okay, so this was middle school years for me. All right, now, let's move on, please. So middle school is about building foundational things in our lives, okay? Now, so this week, as part of our journey group, I asked for our juniors and seniors to give us some pointers, some advice. Now, everything they gave for middle schoolers, didn't make the cut. Need our juniors and seniors to know that. I don't have 2 hours. I don't have that much time. But they gave you guys a lot of advice, some of which was good, some of which was not so good. Okay? So I filtered the advice. Now, some of you may hear after this, you may think, he didn't filter that. But anyway, I'm going to tell you anyway. These are the things they said as advice. These are coming from your own juniors and seniors in CSM to middle schoolers. First, don't conform, be yourself. Pretty good advice. I like that. I was proud of that one. That was good. Next, brush your teeth. Profound. Can be. Y'all been there? Sitting the guy next to you, he's talking to you like, whoa, dude, wow. Brush your teeth. Next, don't be a snitch. Apparently that one was a big deal. Everybody's like, yeah, you need to really tell them, don't be a snitch, okay? In our home with our younger kids, we call it don't be a tattletale. Hey, now we'll give you two opportunities to be a snitch, all right? When someone's life is in danger or they're in trouble in some way, which I would consider drugs to be in trouble, okay? That's the time to be a snitch. We tell our kids if somebody's potentially going to die or lose a limb or get hurt or some way, that's the time to tattletale, okay? That's the time to be a snitch. Otherwise, yeah, use wisdom. Could be painful later. Next one, and this one's utterly profound. Use the bathroom at home. Yeah. Love it. Use the bathroom at home. All right, now if you're a homeschooler, that's not a problem. But if you go to public school, use the bathroom at home. Yeah. I didn't know if it was because of the smell, because there is a concept of a courtesy flush. Y'all can do the courtesy flush. You know, there's options. Y'all don't know what that is, do you? Okay. Well, anyway, think about it. You'll figure it out. All right, next. Now, hopefully nobody's offended by this. Do not use Axe spray of any kind. I don't know what's wrong with Axe. Is this too much? Too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. Okay. So as of Wednesday, I'm no longer using Axe spray. I'm just kidding. I wasn't using it before. All right. So next, get involved at church and at school. Get out of your comfort zone and make new friends. Awesome advice. Excellent. Middle schoolers, get out of your comfort zone. Get involved at school. Get involved at church. Don't be the one who's timid. Listen, don't be the one who's timid and not willing to do anything. All right, let's keep moving. Next, wear deodorant. Everybody's like, amen. Hanan is like going to stand up. Yes! All right, but not Axe. Okay? Note right here. Okay. Don't worry about having a girlfriend or boyfriend because you can't drive or go anywhere anyway, so it's pointless. Good advice. Well done from our juniors and seniors. All right, wait a minute. Hang on, let me get focused. I got to keep going. All right, work hard. It prepares you for high school. You all agree with that? Okay, well, hey, can't win them all. All right. Here we go. Make sure not to miss CSM events and trips. Yes, that's important. CSM, I like that one. A little plug for CSM. Don't try too hard to impress older kids or your peers. I like that one. It's not all about impressing somebody, okay? Be the person you are. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Next, limit your exposure to social media. Yeah? Middle school through high school, I would say. Be careful with social media, all right? Next social media comment. Don't post all your junk. I'm going to leave it there. I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to read the rest of it. But don't post all your junk, okay? Some things better kept to yourself. Some things better just share with a friend. That's the gist of some of these that came in like that, okay? Don't post all your junk. That's good. All right, next, middle schoolers. Shower in the morning. Shower in the morning. Unless you shower at night, but shower, okay? Nightly, daily, that kind of thing. Not weekly. Not as needed. Okay? All right, here we go, another one. Listen up. Don't date them just because they look good. Y'all hear that? That's important. I had a lot of ladies date me just because I look good. And that's, hey. Back then. And so I will tell you, I testify that's bad advice. I mean, that's good advice. Don't date people just because they look good. Oh, going to the mall with your mom is not a date, Pastor Keith. Thank you, Chris. Feel encouraged now. All right. Okay. I think this is the last one. Listen up. No, one more. Boys, match your clothing. If you can't match it, ask your mom. She can help. You might even get to ask your dad. They can match clothes. Simple things. Black pants, white shirt. That works. Off-white. All right. One more. We got to be done middle school. We're running out of time. All right. So last one. Trust in God, because no matter how much you feel angry and hurt, He will take your pain and help you get through it. That's an awesome statement. Good job. So a little advice from our juniors and seniors. Guys, I want you to see more of that. One of my passions, you're going to hear me say it in a few minutes, is for our juniors and seniors to begin to invest in and shepherd our youth group, to build into the lives of all of our students. Because not that they have amazing wisdom or necessarily that spiritual, but I want them to be leaders, because at that season of life, they can invest and share with other people. And that's an awesome responsibility on our juniors and seniors. It means they have to be spiritual people. It means they have to be godly people, and it means they have to be examples. And I want them to be able to invest in more in your life. Now, I'm going to say, not all our juniors and seniors are there. They're not good candidates for this role. And I know which ones are and which ones aren't, for the most part. But many are, and I want them to be involved in investing in your lives. Now, I have a few things for our middle schoolers. Determine to get to know Jesus Christ. Okay, decide that you're going to know Jesus Christ. This is the season of life when that's important. All of the seasons of our lives, that's important. But many times in our middle school years, we're just beginning to understand and know what it is, what this faith is all about. And what I'm saying is, CSM is your vehicle, it's your place to get to know Jesus and to walk in relationship with Him. Second, learn the spiritual disciplines that lead to maturity. Guys, it doesn't just happen. We talked about it last time. It takes training. So learn the disciplines that it takes to get to spiritual maturity. The next is own your faith. Own your faith. You're not going to get into heaven on your parents' faith. And look, just knowing a few Bible stories about Daniel in the lion's den and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and a few things like Nicodemus and Zacchaeus going in a tree is not going to get you into heaven. You got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to know Him. And you know Him through His Word. Own your faith. This is you. We are no longer in children's ministry. No more spoon feeding. We expect you to step up and know the truth of the Word of God and learn it for yourself. And to carry on these disciplines. Now, the disciplines are studying the Word, reading the Word, prayer, all those types of things. Those are the choices we make, and they're not an end in and of themselves. They are a means to get to know Jesus. They're the means whereby we do that. So, choose. Start making choices. Freshman year. All right, here we go. Yeah. What is the deal? I know. The camera lies, man. It makes you younger. I don't know what was that. What was that? I know the one on the right, I look like a girl. And this is all I had. I needed some better freshman pictures. This is all I had. That's a rock. I'm in the mountains on a hike. And I don't know where I got that hat, but I wish I would have picked it up. It's ugly. It's bad. So, freshman year. I don't know why there's a circle around my head on the picture. Probably one of those girls that like me because I look good. Do a circle. Anyway. Yeah. All right, so freshman year. Freshman year is about framing, building this house, building the structure in our lives that will help us to become the people that God would desire for us to be. Okay? It's a new season of our lives. Foundation being built, presumably, not necessarily in all of our lives, but assuming the foundation of the Word of God. Framing is that time when we're growing up in our faith, beginning to learn, beginning to make good decisions. Freshman year is interesting. It's intimidating, right? Going to school, first time in high school, finding the right classroom, going into the wrong classroom, thinking it was the right classroom. Some of y'all have done that. Yeah. Sitting there until classes started and then thinking, oh, no. And then having to get up and walk out. I did it in college even. Yeah, been there. So that kind of still do it. That kind of stuff happens, right? Now, so freshman year, some of the things I was thinking about that happened. You go from being the king of the hill to being at the bottom of the heap. You're not no longer the one on top. Now, occasionally we meet a freshman is really that person is a mover and shaker, but most time, freshman's the new guy, right? The new guy. So, it's intimidating, it's challenging, it's a little overwhelming. High school can be quite overwhelming the first time you come in. I know you guys have kind of hurdled that already in the last few weeks, which is good, but some of you are still getting there. New friends, some of the friendships you had in middle school don't work out the same way that they did. So you lose friends, you got to make new friends, those kinds of things. All right, now, what to do? Senior, junior, and senior vice star freshman, right here, okay? All right, this is the year you will lose and gain a bunch of different friends. Don't worry too much, a small group of good friends is good. It's okay to have a bunch of somewhat friends too. So not every person in your life is going to be a...
There's no such thing as 10 best friends.
Yes. Not everyone in your life is going to be a best friend. You can have two, three, something like that maybe, but that's about it. All right, now next. Another thing on friends. Expand your friends. You'll lose some in your freshman year, so why not meet some new ones? Next, keep Christian friends. You're in a new place with new temptations, new challenges, new difficulties. You need this group of people to be beside you and encouraging you. Keep Christian friends. Don't lose them. Find your friends here, I would add to that. These are friends that you can connect with. Guys, the rest of you, I want to hear this as well. Be a good friend. It ought not be that our students in this room have to go to high school, go to West or South or wherever else to find a friend, because they ought to find their most amazing friends here in this room. People who love them, people who can keep a confidence, people who don't talk about them or spread rumors, people who are genuine and authentic, people who believe in them, that don't always tear them down. Friends who encourage, not destroy, who build up instead of tearing down. Be that kind of friend. That's the kind of student ministry we need to be. So keep Christian friends. Next. Use Spark Notes. All the teachers in the room are like, what? And Wikipedia. The jury is still out on Wikipedia. I've heard bad things, give or take. Don't use Wikipedia. Wikipedia is not a strong source because... it's done by just peers, just people who are not necessarily experts. I trust those people. I know those people. They are the online community. Okay, listen up. Listen. Next, wear your ID. Now, let me say, listen, guys, if you're homeschooled, you don't probably need to wear an ID. It's okay. All right, wear a belt. No pants down here. Okay? Wear a belt. Man, I'm telling you. Enough said. Next, don't stress. I like that. Don't stress. It's all right. It's going to be okay. You will survive freshman year. It'll be all right. Next. Don't be in a rush to get into a relationship.
Amen.
Wisdom there, guys. We had our dating series. We talked about when is it okay to date. Conclusion we came to, depends on you, depends on your parents. But you need to wait until you have enough wisdom to make good decisions about dating. Until you're there, don't date. And I will tell you, usually freshman year, you're not there. You might be. Most people aren't. So use wisdom. So put that off till it's appropriate. All right. Okay, have fun. But, important but here, be responsible. And it goes by quick. But don't let your fun ruin your life in the future. What I would say is have fun inside of the truth of the Word of God, and then you won't have to worry about your future, which is awesome. All right. Girls don't chase guys. Yeah, you can't run as fast as, well, you might can run as fast as they can. All right. But you guys get it, right? Girls don't chase guys. Our senior, juniors and seniors, when we shared that one in Journey Group, they clapped. Okay? And not just the girls. The guys clapped, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't they? No? Gage is like, no. But, yeah, I think some of the guys clapped. All right. Okay, here we go. Be careful who you hang around with. Choose your friends wisely. Okay? Not everyone has your best interest at heart, and not everyone is going to lead you to a great future. Choose wisely. Don't give yourself away to anyone. I love that. That's a big deal. Don't give yourself away to anyone. Obviously, it's talking about the physical relationship. Guys, listen. It's a big deal. Guys and girls. Don't date your friend's exes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big one there, too, right? Don't date your friend's girlfriends or boyfriends either, if they're not exes. Okay? Seems obvious, but not always, okay? All right. Never take a slack year. It will count.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Especially freshman year. Chris was like, you'll regret it. The main year to look at, okay. Join a club and be yourself. Join a club. Also got on here, be in a sport, be engaged, be involved. Don't be a hermit, okay? Get engaged. Stay away from kids that do drugs.
Yes.
I like that one. Very good one. Excellent. Make good choices when it comes to your friends. All right, do not be afraid to speak up in your CSM journey group. I like that one. That was good. Okay. All right, so a few notes from our juniors and seniors on how to live out your freshman year. Okay, and a few things from me, Pastor Keith right here on these. All right? Ask the juniors and seniors at CSM. Okay, ask them questions. If you need advice, you need to know about teachers, classes, things to do, what not to do, who not to hang around with, those kinds of things, ask them.
We know.
You may be able to ask. They might not know, but you can ask them, okay? There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Now, not every junior and senior is the best counselor. Choose wisely, all right? ask them for advice. It's useful, okay? Now, next. Stay connected to your Christian friends. That's part of what we talked about before. This is the source, guys, of people who are like-minded. If they are authentic Christians walking according to their faith, stay connected to them. Now, not every person that professes to be a Christian is a Christian. There's some aren't. Jesus talks about the wheat among the tares. There are those who profess to be believers. He also talks about the wolves in sheep's clothing. So not every person that professes to be a Christian is a Christian. The word also says you know a tree by its fruit. You can tell. You know. All right. So next, get engaged in CSM FCA, Young Life, those kinds of things. Get engaged as a Christian in your school. It's brand new. You're in a brand new place. Connect with these things. They're awesome. Now, that leads to the next one, and I want you to hear this one. Don't be a secret agent Christian. You hide it. If you are a secret agent, if a person is a secret agent, do you know it? No, because it's a secret, right? You don't know a person is an agent if they're a secret agent, all right? Listen, same thing. There are many secret agent Christians out there. I have encountered many over my lifespan. I've worked with people I worked with for years, never knew they were Christian, till I brought it up. What I'm saying is live out your faith. Don't be one person here and a different person there to please the people that you're now around in high school. If you're a Christian, be a Christian. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you also in my Father's presence. That's a big deal. Don't be a secret agent. Come out with your faith. Hey, this is who I am. I love Jesus and it's okay. And you know what? It's pretty doggone cool to love Jesus. You know what? We need people, freshmen, who have courage, who are willing to say, this is who I am. And it's okay. And you know what? If you don't like me, it's okay. I got friends. It's all right. And you know what? If I don't have friends, I still got Jesus. And that's enough. It's enough. Have courage, guys. The verse I have for you guys as I thought about it is this. I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Freshman year, you can hit some trouble.